Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. I bring to you a message of assurance. I want to start with a huge statement. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, verse 9. Maybe I should make it clear that I am speaking to you. Yes, you. This is not your usual inspiration that you receive from some arbitrary person. This is not something that you hear and forget it shortly after. I am on a mission, an assignment to speak to you directly, so I demand your full attention. Let us start with a question. Who are you? Seriously, who are you? This is what I want to hear you say. I am a child of God. If that is your answer, then stop and think about what that means. If you are a child of God, then you have a birthright to call God your father. And who is God? Make sure you are able to state it clearly. I want you to be very sure of your response to that question. While you are thinking about your answer, let me drop this into your consciousness. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90 verses 1 to 2. That is just one statement that defines your Father who is in heaven. He has been around forever and will be around forever. Your Father can never die and he does not change. Your Father is power. The God who is your Father is the most powerful being ever. That is the God who is saying to you today in this moment that you are protected by the strongest, most reliable, most efficient, most dependable security system ever. This God who is your Father has provided for you the kind of protection that you could not even dream of. In Job chapter 1, you read about the hedge of protection. Let me explain to you how that statement got into that portion of the Bible. You have an arch enemy named Satan. Even now, that enemy is on a program to harm you, to destroy you, to end your life. It is terrifying that there is someone who hates you so passionately that much, who wants to see you dead. And why? Because of who your father is. So one day, that same enemy, Satan, was arguing with God about one of your ancient brothers, a man called Job. Job was a good man, and God was Job's father. Satan found out that no matter how he tried, he really could not get through to harm Job or to destroy Job. Why? Because God had placed a hedge of protection around Job, a security fence that was impenetrable. I wish I could do justice to help you to understand the strength of the hedge of protection. Let me try to break it down for you. Jesus one day was talking and he said something like this: "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." John chapter 10 verses 27 to 30. It is 100% true, my friend. That is the kind of top level security and protection that has been ascribed to you. Just imagine that your father is the president of the United States and you currently live in the White House. You cannot begin to imagine the kind of security that is around you. You go to school with security. You have security with you when you go shopping with your friends. If you're going on a date, you have security with you. When you're going someplace like a party at your friend's house, security goes ahead and does a security sweep of the house. The party is going to be held. And while you are the party, you are being watched by security. It is crazy, but the idea is that you are safe, and that is just the family of the president. You, my friend, are a member of God's family, and he has a security system that the absolutely best way to tell you that you are so safe, it is more than you could ever imagine. Oh, I forgot to tell you about a battalion of angels. Yes, my friend, angels. Now, these guys, they are heavenly beings and they act on the command of God. These guys do not play. You can't see them and you can't summon them, but catch this. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. These angels that I'm telling you about, on one occasion, God sent one of them on an assignment to protect a little kingdom of Judah that was about to be brutally attacked by a bullying army from a country named Assyria. Judah was no match to this military power that was coming to crush them. What happened next is one for the movies. Yes, the king of Judah, a guy named Hezekiah, realizing that it was only a matter of time before his country would be annihilated, he turned to God, the God of his people, the God who is his father, and asked God for something special. Now, Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God. Are you ready for this? That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. 2 Kings 19 and verse 35. That's my father for you. That's the protection that is on assignment for you. So, my friend, today I stopped by to give you a message of assurance. Stop worrying about your safety. Stop thinking that you are alone. Stop believing the lies or the rumblings of fear that Satan is sending your way. Please listen to me. No, listen to God on this day. This is what he says to you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.